Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
On this episode, I'm going to answer some of the frequently asked questions I get about sales scripts. Welcome to episode 30 of the Sales Experience Podcast, and this is the last installment of Script Week. In thinking about a good way to wrap up this week, I was recalling the type of questions that I've received over the years, both from companies as well as reps. And so I wanted to do something a little different and go through some questions and answer them in the best way I can, while keeping in mind, obviously, my answers are going to be pretty high level and general as I go, because I can't get into specifics that are going to apply to everybody and anyone who's listening to this. Now, for more specific answers relative to selling your product or service, go to my website, cutterconsultinggroup.com, and let's set up a time to talk. All right, let's get into the first question I get, which is, how can I make it not sound like I'm reading a script? My general answer to this has always been, it depends. In some situations, it actually can benefit you when you sound like you're reading a script. The fundamental thing that we're battling here, and we've got to keep in mind, is that the prospect is coming to you with some level of fear or concern. They are worried at some level in their mind that they're going to interact with some kind of salesperson who's out for their own benefit and is going to get one over on them, right? Is going to sell them something they don't need, talk them into something they don't need, and basically take from them in order for the salesperson to win. So that's their concern when they're getting into it. What the prospect is hoping for, despite that fear, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, is that they still want to get that solution. They want to buy that product or service. They want help. They need to solve a problem. They have pain, whatever that might be. They still are there in the interaction. So that means when they're coming to you, they want that trust step. That's why everything I talked about in the fundamental week is so important. When you're reading the script, and if it sounds like you're reading the script, then there's a level of authenticity that your goal is really to help them as you're going through it, and it's not perfectly slicked, polished salesperson mode. It's more of reading a script and trying to help them. Depending on what you're selling or what you're helping people buy, some level of reading script might actually benefit you. The rest of it, how do you make it sound like you're not reading the script, even if you're reading the script? It's really practice and smoothness. So what you want to do is you want to practice it. You want to be able to do it almost in your sleep, but still read it so you can be consistent. And you want it to just flow. You don't necessarily want to ad-lib it or paraphrase it and then just turn it into your own. What you want to do is you want to be able to read them and make it sound natural. Really what you want it as your goal is, if you've ever watched a stand-up comedian, they have their routine memorized, but I think they're the best example of when it's a memorized process. They have a script in their head. They know exactly what they're going to say. It's the same way every single time, yet it sounds natural, authentic, and it's full of the right amount of energy. Because there's also other times where we've all heard canned presentations. Let's say it's a motivational speaker and they've done the same speech over and over again, and you can tell their transitions and where they pause because they know they said something funny doesn't quite feel the same way as if it was done the first time. And so when you're reading the script, just have it be natural. Just go through it, go with the flow, almost like it's the first time you've been reading through it. All right, next question I get a lot is, what do I do when the person asks me a question and I have to go off script? On a tactical level, what I've always advised people to do is literally put your finger where you left off on your script, answer their question, and then that way you can come back to it. Because what you don't want to do is come back in a different spot, miss a section. You know, there might be compliance reasons for your organizations. Could also be just the flow, important information you need. I've seen so many times where somebody gets thrown off by questions and then they forget to collect important data. They get to the end of the transaction and now there's holes in the application and it causes issues. So what do you do when they ask you questions? Well, the first thing is you want to address their questions. Just address whatever they're asking, answer their question, and then return to the script. That's always the best thing to do. Remember, your job is a salesperson. It's not to be a robot. If robots could do what you do in sales, then robots would already be doing sales. And I know there's some crazy AI technology that's being built, and I've seen some of it in use where it can do some portion of a selling interaction, but mostly for lead generation. But until the robots truly take over, it requires you, the salesperson, the professional, to be having conversations with people. And so remember that, is it's a conversation. It's going to go in and out of the script. Always remember to just pick up where you left off. Now, this leads into the next question I have is, I'm trying to go through my script and process, and the prospect keeps asking me questions and throwing me off. How do I stay on track? Well, you gotta remember the fundamental principle that holds true in sales and in anything else is that the person who's asking questions is in control. If you find that they're asking you lots of questions, it means they're in control because you're just getting hit time and time again with questions and they're driving the bus. Whoever's asking questions is in control. So if they're asking you lots of questions and you're getting thrown off, you need to figure out a way to bring it back to where you're in control. You may want to answer their question and then try something like reversing, which is answering their question, but with another question. So that way you're taking the control back and you move forward. Just remember, if you find yourself on the defensive side of the conversation, you need to figure out a way to turn it back to where you're in charge. Always remember, you're the professional. You're the one that they contacted. Either they called you or they went into your store or on your lot, or even if you called them, they're on the line still. And you got to remember, you're the professional. So always be in control and moving forward towards the destination with the goal in mind of helping them buy if it's a good fit. Next question I get a lot is, what if I don't like the script? What if it's not very good? Well, in that case there, it really depends on how long you've been doing it. If you're new in that role and you're just using the script in the beginning, then keep in mind your feedback doesn't really matter. And I know that sounds harsh, but keep in mind if the company is giving you that sales script, then they have a strong feeling that that script is effective and it works. Remember, they're in business. If they're still in business, then it means they're doing something right. They're generating profit or revenue, and they figured out what works and what doesn't work. Now, obviously, if it's a brand new startup and nobody has any idea and nobody's made sales yet because it's a brand new concept, a brand new product, a brand new service that's being sold, then the script could absolutely suck and it's going to be in development. But if you're hired as a sales rep and there's already a team and a process in place, then just go with the flow with that script. Keep using it, give it time, and see how effective it is. If you've only been in your role a month or 2 months, then you gotta give the script more time and see how effective it is. It's also very important to keep your opinions to yourself about the sales script and insulate yourself from the rest of the team, because there's always going to be people on the sales floor who think the script or the process is ineffective and they have a better way of doing it. But again, remember, if the company has been in business for any length of time, they have a sales team, they're closing deals, they have clients, they're making revenue, they have profit, then you've got to trust in that system and trust in that script for as long as you feel like it's going to take for you to get it and understand it. All right, now the last question is, what happens if I don't have a sales script at all? If that's the case, if you find yourself at an organization that doesn't have a sales script, then either they've hired you and they're relying on you and your sales ability to close deals with everything that you're bringing with your experience, or they're not very organized and they don't see the value in a script. If that second scenario is the one that you find yourself in, I would be very concerned, because in order to have a successful sales organization, it takes systems, it takes processes, and generally takes scripts for new sales reps to know what to do. If your training and your process when you're onboarding an organization is to listen and shadow other reps and hopefully take some notes and then figure it out and then jump in and close deals yourself, that one's gonna be a rough learning curve and it's gonna take a while. If you are in that situation, take the notes that you can. Listen to the previous episode I did about creating a sales script and create your own script based on those fundamentals and the framework that I outlined, and then use that. And the key is, if you're not given a script, create one, create a script, create a system and a process that works for you enough to get some results, and then craft that over time so that it's giving you great results, and then do it over and over again. Remember, the key to a script and the point of a script is to produce consistent results. Do it the same way. I talked about it a couple episodes as well. Make sure you listen to that. Well, that's it for another episode of the Sales Experience Podcast. Thank you for listening, sitting through, driving through, whatever you're going through, and listening to these episodes on scripting, which I know is a super exciting topic for everyone listening, because you're just as excited about scripts as me, which of course I know is not the case, but I think it's a very important topic to cover for true sales professionals or people who are striving for that, or leaders of organizations who want to build this process into their sales system. As always, I would love if you subscribe, rate, comment, share these episodes, spread the word, give it to everyone you know that's in sales. If you run a sales organization, give this to your sales reps. Have them listen to some of these episodes that apply the best for your sales team, your vertical, whatever you're selling and how you're selling it. And until next time, always remember that everything in life is sales, and people remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.